Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Awesome. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Is my mic on?
Testing. Yes. 1, 2, 3. How are you? Are you okay? I was worried that you might have been in an accident.
No. Just, you know. Poor planning on my part.
Nothing as exciting
nothing
as that.
Nothing as exciting. No.
Yeah, it's been... Anyway, you're actually on time. I haven't done a ticking for ages, but I was like, yes, I know where the...
The on button is.
The mics are, but I have a modern phone, so I couldn't plug my phone up, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to bore them until you get here. How's your week been? It's lovely to see you.
Yes, it is lovely to see you. Busy. Yeah. We had our Christmas party, which was nice.
Oh.
Done, dusted.
Could your work afford a staff party?
No, it was self-funded. We all put $10 in and had a barbie.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and there was a pool table, and everyone had lots of fun.
Yeah, so it's funny that, because Debbie is stepping in for Stay at Kura, the Sabo is, I think, up north somewhere.
Didn't say.
But we'll be back next month, me and Kura, for our Christmas show, and it's the last, it'll be the last Royal Fish show of the year, and also my last Royal Fish episode.
Very sad.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you. Everyone, you know, I really love the Quarter Bananas posse. Everybody's been so kind to me and supportive and welcoming since I first started quite a few years ago, and nothing's changed since then. Still kind, supportive, and very encouraging.
Well, you can always come back.
On air antics. Yeah, yeah. So why you set that up? Oh, but it's so funny that you're here, and last time I saw you, I jumped in because you didn't have someone to partner up with.
Indeed.
And I remember I'm going to be talking about what I brought up on that episode.
Oh, cool.
But we're talking about the Regulatory Standards Bill. It's past its third reading.
Right.
And also talk about the general election next year. But I think I've got a... I don't think I did a... I felt like I didn't really do a good job of explaining what a constitution is, what our constitution is, and why this bill that it's gone through, even though... people submitted and it was a resounding no. We no longer live in a democracy.
No.
It's, what would you say? Aristocracy or oligarchy? It's more an aristocracy, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Because of who David Seymour represents. Yep. Anyway, that's coming later. I've got lots of new music. I'm really excited.
Yes, I had a little peep.
Music from
Aotearoa. Checked all the songs out, yes.
You know, the latest from Pet Shop Boys.
What?
Cat Power. But how's that going?
Lalome.
We almost...
Cat Power, yep, Shannon.
We're almost
ready. Sola Rosa, Fat Freddy. We're ready.
Okay.
Ready, so, steady, go.
like I said, we've got a new track from Cat Power coming up with Try Me, but no, not coming up, coming later.
Yes.
Right now, this is one of my favourite bands, Lalome or L.A. Lom, and it's a track called Figueroa. They're a three-piece based in Los Angeles, and I want to dedicate this track to the abuelas, the brothers and the sisters, the aunties and the uncles, fighting the good fight over in North America and also around the rest of the world. Love you guys, and this track is for you. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quilted Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. Try me, darling, tell me, I need you. Try me, try me, and your love will always be true. Oh yeah, this is the Raw Fish Show on the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM. That was the new track by American artist Cat Power with Try Me. You know, I really like her as an artist, but apparently she's terrible live. Not that, I think last time she came to Aotearoa, I missed out on that, probably working when I was working in hospital, probably working late, chefing, washing dishes. And before that, we opened up with Figueroa with L.A. Lom or La Lom, a three-piece band that I've been listening to for quite a few months now. Mm. Just amazing. Sort of reminds me of like 60s, not that I've ever been to Cuba. You know, I need to smoke a cigar. Excellent music. It's great music.
It was great.
And they're such great. The way they dress, these three guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, real cool. But we're going to talk a sexy topic because I was a bit dismayed, I'm not going to lie, got a little bit depressed about the results of the regulatory standards bill, the third reading that's gone through, despite the people of this country saying, emphatically saying no. This is no longer a democracy. And it's Mr. Seymour's another attempt, and this time he's been successful, attack on our constitution. But I'm going to talk about that in the second break. The first break is we're going to talk about the general election, which will be taking place next year in 2026. And we're really trying to encourage, not that I think any young people, but those of you who have young people under your care, and if you're a teacher, we really need to encourage our rangatahi to step up and get enrolled. The first thing is you need to get enrolled if you're not already, because, again, Mr. Seymour changed the rules. You cannot enrol on election day anymore. If you're not on the enrolment list or roll, electoral roll, you cannot vote. And I think the sooner you do that, the better. You'll be more prepared. in, I think, about a month before the voting happens. You get an information pack in the mail.
Yep.
You can go online. I mean, where else can you go? Libraries?
I'd say so, yep.
If you know, to get on the electoral roll. And then the information pack, it's pretty, it's really good at explaining, like, if you're not sure how to vote,
yep.
Who your candidate is and the political parties are that you can vote for. And also the information pack will have stuff like where you can find voting places near you. And you can actually start voting 2 weeks before actual election day. But on election day by 7 o'clock, like I said, the change of rule was that you can't vote if you're not enrolled. And people felt that was deliberate and that he was aiming at a certain demographic.
Yep, demographics, yep.
And I'm like, no, what was this? I'm not sure what do you know about all this stuff? Because I wasn't so sure about, I heard this thing about, he was like saying no one's allowed to offer free like food or anything on the day either.
Oh, it's always been like that.
To encourage people to vote.
All the
But he's saying no. I don't know
the billboards have to be come down. There's no canvassing, no on the day of the election, so they can't sway you on the last day. Yeah.
But
I think they can organise for you to get there, but they can't tell you how to vote.
But there's also the no freebies kind of thing.
I'd imagine that's just, yeah.
That's been ruled out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's like, well, of course you, but that's manaakitanga though.
Mm.
You know, if people are coming, especially in communities.
Right.
You know, all day, you have to provide at the very least water, you know, fruit.
Yeah.
Like, who are you?
I suppose if, as long as it's not seen to be coming from a party.
What was that?
As long as it's not seen to be coming from a particular party, you should be able to provide food, surely.
I don't know. I'm trying to be hopeful, but I guess I got really bummed out because this guy's just constantly attacking our rights, taking them away from us.
Distracting as well.
Oh, yeah, and on purpose. He's a liar.
Yep.
He deliberately lies, misleads, misdirects people.
Yeah.
It's basically similar to what Trump does, but I think David's a lot more clever.
Yes.
And that's why he's a lot more dangerous.
Yes, yep.
I think people get caught up in the emotions and start calling him names of that, which isn't helpful because at the end of the day, that guy's not dumb. He's not stupid. He knows exactly what he's doing. And probably the most racist government out.
Yep.
And I was watching a profile on Insta. One guy was giving the lowdown, and it's helped me with how I'm going to explain in the next break. But
all right.
He blames Winston because he said Winston knows exactly what the regulatory standards bill was going to do.
Right.
And he could have said no and walked away.
Right.
But that he didn't. That it's his fault.
Right.
Do you think that's a fair call?
Well, Winston has always been about Winston, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot of people have been really upset because they're like, oh, he's Māori, how can he da-da-da? So is David. He doesn't care. I don't even think he'd... I don't know what does that mean at the end of the day with David. Mm. Some people are really disappointed with Winston. But like what you said, he blows with the wind.
Yes.
But I feel like there's this obsession with... like I've seen him and David fighting a lot, and this is on public television.
Mm.
David's always going, where do you stand, where do you stand? But that's what makes Winston clever.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, my thing, I'm not sticking up for him because I think he should have said no.
Mm.
We're in trouble.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we're going to see more violence if we don't get this government out.
Yeah.
It's already amping up.
So it's past third reading. What does that mean?
It's going to be law, but I'll talk about that in the next break. And what it means.
Right.
It's not good.
Mm.
It's another way to attack Te Tiriti.
Yeah.
And it's dressed in all this like boring language so people don't actually understand the actual core of it.
Right.
I've got the guy's name that I was watching earlier. I did a bit of research too. This time I'm more prepared. Right. I don't think I was prepared last time we chatted.
Yeah.
Because then I'll go over Mātiki Mai again and why that's important. And you'll see how it all connects.
Cool.
You know. But this is like his lifelong dream, basically, Seymour. Lifelong dream. Getting this ball through. So, yeah, I don't know.
That's scary.
But we'll have a little break.
Okay.
What have I got here? Oh, I've got a really tasty track here. This is new too. It's produced by the lovely Pet Shop Boys.
Shannon.
And featuring Carol Thompson. She was a singer that kind of came out in the mid-90s, the kind of club soul dub reggae music. But they've done a... they've remade Let the Music Play by Shannon, which was an 80s freestyle club hit.
Yeah.
And, yeah, tell me what you think. Well, you tell me what you think afterwards.
I've got the Shannon version.
I want the Carol Thompson Pet Shop Boys. We'll let you look at that. You got it?
Hang on.
Looking.
I had an option of two and I picked the wrong one, didn't I?
You didn't read the playlist I sent you, did you?
Let's play the music, wasn't it? Let's play the music.
Have you got it yet? Sorry
about that. Let the music play. Sorry, I just did it wrong.
What? Did you find it yet?
Almost.
Okay, you let me know.
So why do you want this version?
This is a new song.
Ah, but they've re...
Well, if you're I was just saying why you... to play the wrong song. Pet Shop Boys has produced this with Carol Thompson, who's a singer from the mid-90s. Used to sing on club soul dub music. And they've remade Shannon's Let the Music Play, which was an 80s freestyle dance hit. And I really like what the Pet Shop Boys have done to this. Ah. It's great. What a pairing.
Ah.
Have you got it yet?
Almost. My fingers are... Sorry, it's my keyboard on my phone. My phone's going to die.
What?
As in the keyboard thingy. Let the music play. There we go.
Okay. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show under the Call to Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Thank you.
Fantastic. This is the Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington 106.1 FM. And you were listening to Carol Thompson and the Pet Shop Boys and their cover of 80s freestyle club classic, Shannon, Let the Music Play. What do you think,
Debbie? Yeah.
Do you know the original?
No,
are you familiar?
I don't. I'm going to have to. Yeah, I had it all set up. Yes.
What were you doing in the 80s? Breakdancing in Christchurch?
No, I was living in Hamilton and I'd been brought up in the country on country music.
Oh, that's right. We've had this conversation. Yes, so breakdancing out in the paddocks.
Yep, that's it.
Moonwalking on cow dung.
No, my mum used to play the piano by ear and we used to sing 10 guitars. And
oh, mean.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Did you have a good childhood?
Yes.
Okay, it sounds like you did.
Well, yeah, on the farm. It was good.
On the farm.
Yep. On the farm.
Yeah. Some people didn't like growing up on the farm. They were like, they become vegetarians because of it.
Oh, yeah.
You're not one of those, eh?
I'm not. But I when I lived in London, I was a vegetarian for the year because I didn't.
How come?
I just didn't. Yeah. One, I couldn't afford the meat, so vegetables were cheaper.
Oh, when was this?
In the 1980s.
What? You cannot. But what about now? Meat. We can't afford our own meat.
No, well, exactly.
And they don't care.
Yeah, I don't.
Nicola Willis doesn't give a shit.
No.
That BS about, I'm going to go and see Fonterra. What is up with this? You know, I didn't realise she used to lobby for them.
Oh, right.
Another, like, deceptive. Yep. I didn't think she was capable of deception because I don't think she's that bright, to be honest.
No.
I don't know why she's the finance minister because she's doing a pretty crap job.
Yeah.
Have you seen that that reel where she saw a flamingo scooter at the bottom of Kewa Street?
No.
And she falls off it?
Oh, no.
I watched it so many times. I'm so bad.
What was it on, though? Just a...
Oh, I'm on Insta. I deactivated my Facebook a little while ago.
All right, I'll have a look on Insta.
Because I've got to stop doom scrolling. I'm in a bit over it. I need to get unstuck from bad habits. But one thing that I didn't, we're a bit more grounded now, had a bit of a rushed kind of morning. So one thing that I needed to finish off with my general election chat just before we played the song, every 3 years, Aotearoa has a general election, and the next one is coming up in 2026. So it's really important, if you haven't enrolled yet, to get on there. Like we said before, if you're not enrolled, you can't vote on the day. There are no things about it. But I also wanted to talk a little bit, if you're still not familiar with, we supposedly live in a democracy, but, you know, everything that's been happening since this government has been in power is it's not democratic at all.
No.
So let's exercise our democratic right next year. A democracy is where, and demos comes from the Greek word people, and kratos is rule. It's these people are elected by the people for the people, you know. And like I said, it's really dangerous. This guy is just doing whatever the hell he wants. You know, I don't think very much of Prime Minister Luxon because look at what he agreed to do just so he could be in power.
Mm.
Like, what does that say about his character?
Yep.
Like, what a weasel. He's quite happy to sell the country down the river. He's okay because he's a multimillionaire.
Mm.
You got to remember, I don't know why people think that only businessmen and especially really rich business people, this is, you know, John Key was a multimillionaire. It was worth $50 million. Why people think that they make good leaders? Because they don't give a they don't care about people. What they care about is the bottom line, lining their pockets and their friends' pockets.
Yep.
So what I forgot to say, if you don't know how, if it's going to be your first time voting, you just turn 18, you'll be 18 and next year coming round. We get to do two votes, and one, the first vote is your party vote, and you get to choose which party you want in government, and then the second vote is the electoral vote. So you get to decide who you want to vote for, what candidate you want to vote for where you live. So, for example, my party vote, I might, you know, I'm definitely not going to vote for National or Labour. So that only leaves me, or ACT or New Zealand First. So what, we've got two options after that, don't I? But my electoral vote, what's her name? Edmonds, Alden Munna. Barbara Edmonds. I think she's amazing.
Yep.
She's been very fiery. I saw an interview with her and Nicola Willis, and she just said one little thing, and it was so funny. Cracked me up.
So what was her name again?
Barbara Edmonds.
Oh, okay.
So she's the MP for Munna, and she represents the Labour Party, but as an individual, I love her.
Yep.
I can put aside the fact that she represents Labour.
Yep.
I will probably most definitely vote for her for my electorate vote, because I think she has been doing a fantastic job of looking after the people in Munna.
Yeah.
And she listens to the people.
Right.
Just something, you know, how simple is that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a very important part of communication.
Yeah.
So my next thing, so that was the end of that. I'm happy about that. That was nice and tidy. I know I brought up, where should we start? Okay, so Te Tiriti is our founding constitutional document. Now, one thing is, I was like, oh, but what does that mean? What is a constitution?
It's the ground rules of how we live.
Yes, that's how we govern. Put it really simply, it's just a body of fundamental principles.
Yep.
Established precedents according to which a country is governed.
Yep.
So Te Tiriti is that constitution, right? Signed in 1840. There's also Whakaputanga 1835, which is something a little bit different, but it also acknowledged that iwi and hapū here in Aotearoa were their own. They had their own sovereignty, tēnō rānga, tētātanga.
Yep.
But anyway, Te Tiriti is our founding constitutional document.
Yep.
Principles around it, which David likes to attack all the time and say, oh, they're airy-fairy, but and goes, oh, that's why he came up with his own Te Tiriti principles bill. He decided that he was the expert on, like, how we need to sort this out. What does that actually mean? We need to move forward. And I don't, the one thing that I agree with him, we do need to move forward.
Right.
A lot of things have happened since we signed it, right?
Yep.
And I don't think Te Tiriti has been evolving since that signage.
Yep.
So that's over 100 years, right? It's coming up to 200, 2040. So a group of really cool people, and I talked about this not that well last time, started working on what the next step or how Te Tiriti can evolve constitutional transformation.
Right.
So basically there have been people, the late Matua Jackson, have been working on developing and implementing a model for an inclusive constitution for Aotearoa based on tikanga and kawa, he whakaputanga, Te Tiriti. And the three main people there doing all that work, many others, but Professor Margaret Mutu, Dr. Veronica Tawhai, and obviously I mentioned the late Matua Jackson, they've been working on those constitutional models. Because I don't... Obviously, in the 70s, when the Waitangi Tribunal was created, because they had been found there were breaches.
Absolutely.
You know, that agreement and that constitution, the Crown hadn't been, they weren't delivering on their end of the bargain.
No.
We all know this is fact.
Yep.
I'm not even going to entertain any arguments about it, whatever. It's just fact. you know, hence why it's important that we should learn about our history
schools. Absolutely.
In universities.
Yeah.
So the relationship was between Te Tiriti and democracy. I mean, how I've just explained Ma Tiki Mai, which is what we want to implement as the next step, how does that sound to you? Because I think you were a little bit hesitant or last time I talked to you.
Oh, well, I'm not very knowledgeable on any of this.
Well, no, neither am I, as you can tell, but I'm being a blithering idiot. But I've probably had more exposure than you have.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, everything has to evolve. But it's how to do it in a way that everyone's going to accept it, isn't it? So they've been working on this.
I don't know. I just think it needs to be done. It's long overdue.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Well, look at what he's doing. So the Regulatory Standards Bill, it's just another version of his Principles Bill.
Right.
But he's covered it in this boring language. If I've got this right, where people don't say so, it's about... If I've got this right, the bill kind of weakens protection under Te Tiriti.
Right.
And it prioritises corporate interests over public safety.
Right.
And environmental protection. And apparently they're going to form a regulatory standards bill they will assess proposed and existing legislation against the established principles in the Regulatory Standards Bill.
Ooh.
So it completely dismisses Te Tiriti.
Right.
And which isn't surprising, it's David Seymour.
Right.
Like I said, lies, misdirection.
So the Regulatory Standards Bill exists or is going to be created?
It exists now. It's passed its third reading.
Oh, so against this bill that's just been passed.
So, hence why we're in bloody serious
trouble.
SHIT. That's why it's so important everyone has to vote.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just another... Another version of him is like, I don't stuff Te Tiriti, basically.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I say he misdirects and deliberately misinforms people, but this would be misdirection, kind of hinting towards that, rather than saying outright that Te Tiriti, have you heard him? Hear him say this a lot. I'm not explaining this very well, but you hear him say this a lot. He goes that people shouldn't have rights based on their ancestry.
Right.
And that's like, and then he'll weaponize that statement by saying, I'm Māori.
Yeah.
I don't think I should. And it's like, dude, that's deliberate misdirection. That's quite evil.
Yeah.
Because it's like, our constitution was signed by the Crown and iwi and hapu.
Mm.
It's not about...
No. That,
it's not about...
It's like reverse racism.
Well, that's not a thing. That's bullshit.
No. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
But you see what I mean by misdirection? Yep. I understand where you're coming from, but it's... You know, and then he calls it racist.
Yep.
And it's like... I don't...
It's not racist.
No, but a lot of people don't actually understand what racism is.
Yeah,
they think it's calling somebody a derogatory name because of the color of their skin or their ethnicity. That is part of it, but a huge part of what racism is structures.
Yeah,
like the way we're governed right now.
Yeah,
and have been for a while.
Yeah.
How can you help me on explaining that?
Oh.
Because why these structures or organizations like institutional racism, and people go like, what the hell is that? Well, it's like, you know, whoever puts something together, it's on the belief that, well, it's tunnel vision and experience, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of things are only designed with a certain demographic.
Yes.
And if you don't fit that mould, too bad.
Yeah.
Sink or swim.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's against the Maori health and
He's a complete and utter racist.
Yeah.
You know, like, if do it in the dictionary, he should be in the new edition of Oxford next year and put him in there.
Mm. But I mean, the like Maori health boards and et cetera, they've been set up to try and bring up the level so everyone's on an equal footing. It's not giving special treatment, it's just being able, it's helping.
I know, but the way he puts the spin on it,
it's like oh,
equality for who, David?
Yeah.
They don't have that yet.
No.
We're not there yet.
No.
This is why. Yep. Just exactly what you said.
Yeah. And this. It's, I mean, you can also look at the pay equity.
Such a rat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They don't care about workers' rights. Right. Out.
Yep.
Do you know that the everything? It's like, oh my god, I'm really worried because people are starting to get frustrated.
Yep.
And violence. It's gonna happen. Mm. It's happening everywhere else. Mm.
We don't want that.
Yeah, I think we need to play some music.
Okay, Pokey.
So excited. This is a new one again from Auckland-based band Sula Rosa featuring Eva Lankham, who is actually from Wellington, from the old St. Catskill, and this new track called Jupiter. You're listening to The Raw Fish Show on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Yeah.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Ikamata Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
All right, that was cool. Groovy. I like that one.
That really is.
All right.
This is the Royal Fish Show, Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM. My God, you're Western Cutters.
No,
the Sabo.
I
think Sabo the
I turned the mic
hour.
On the next.
But that was Slings and Arrows by Wally's Local Sons. Fat Freddy's Drop. Before that, we had a new one from Sola Rosa with Eva Lankum, a song called Jupiter. But just saying before, we're signing off. Last pānui here. The Fat Freddy's Drop exhibition at Te Waka Hoia Wellington Museum will be opening next Saturday on the 22nd of November. Museum is open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day of the week. So it's called Based on the True Story. No, it's not. Well, yeah, it is, because it's 20 years of their debut album, which is called Based on the True Story.
Yeah.
So I think the two events, that opening event on the couch with Fat Freddy's Drop, that sold out already.
Right.
And one of the band members is running a Power Wonton workshop.
Right.
And I think that has sold out as well. Yeah, Te Waka Hoia Wellington Museum. This is an exhibition.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, I'll repeat that. Fat Freddy's Drop exhibition. It's called Based on a True Story, celebrating 20 years since their debut album, Based on a True Story, came out. It's next Saturday, 22nd of November. Museum opens from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Every day. What else did I say? Oh, yeah. And I thought, you know, they just lost one of their main, the co-founders of the group, Mu, a couple of months ago. Wasn't that long. So I think good on them for continuing to do the show. It'll be, it's a nice tribute.
Yes.
Way of paying tribute to him too.
Honouring their memory.
I'm not sure I could have done that myself.
Yeah.
You got any last words?
Well, apologies for rushing you in the beginning there. I will never do that again to you.
I'm pretty sure you and Kuda schemed this up. Now, I bet Kuda told you, now make sure you go there late. So she'll sit there and be like,
stress.
Don't have her songs queued up.
Oh, no, sorry.
It's like, so but she.
It has been a privilege to be your techie today. And
thank you so much. It's very kind of you.
I really enjoyed it.
I feel like Kuda's spirit was here.
Yeah.
Evil spirit. So we're going to go out with the song. Thanks for listening in, folks. We're going to go out with another new one. And these guys, Rudimental, they've either recently played or there's a big concert called Bolin's up in Taranaki. I don't know if that's happening over summer or it's already happened, but they were on stage and they've played at TSB Arena before. I didn't get to see them, and apparently they're amazing. This is a new one called Chop Them Down from Rudimental. Signing out is Leilani and Debbie, the Raw Fish Show under the Quarter Bananas program on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Something wicked, this year we eat comes. I say a giant among us. They higher they come, a fee fly for from. They will fall to the ground. One by one, chop them down. Say something wicked, this year we eat comes. I say a giant among. They higher they come, a fee fly for from. They will fall to the ground. One by one, chop them down. Say something wicked, this year we eat comes. I say a giant among. They higher they come, a fee fly for from. They will fall to the ground. One by one, chop them down. Something wicked, this is where it comes. I said a giant among. They higher they come, a fee fly for from. They will fall to the ground. One by one, chop them down. One by one, chop them down. Something we
wicked, this your wicked.